As the labor market regains its footing and employers are struggling to fill open jobs, there's some good news for workers: an increase in wages. For the first time, the average pay for supermarket and restaurant jobs is now more than $15 an hour, according to the Washington Post. So what's happening? Robin Farzad is the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. He joins us regularly to look at stuff in the economy. Hi, Robin.
How are you?
Good. So restaurant jobs, supermarket jobs, typically low-wage jobs, hardest hit by the pandemic shutdown, now paying more. Is it just because there's not enough people to fill those jobs?
I think that so many peculiar things happened in the teeth of the lockdown. If you think back, Robin, packed drive-throughs, booming delivery businesses, hazard pay. And so the initial furloughs that these establishments signed off on, they quickly came to regret those. And coming out of this and the reopening, workers just have more clout. You're holding out until the wage level comes to you. And these days, you're competing with fewer workers, as so many have dropped out altogether.
And if some companies do it, does that mean that others have to follow suit?
Very much so. Turnover has traditionally been so high, especially in fast and casual dining. If you're constantly being bombarded with better pay at a competitor, you're going to walk or threaten to walk unless, you know, retainer.
Yeah. Well, this is really good news for these workers, many of whom, you know, were on the front lines, you know, in the pandemic. Or if they were out of work, reassess the kind of jobs they want coming out of the pandemic, especially, you know, as we said, low-wage workers. No paid time off, sick leave, health insurance. What do you think is going to be more important to workers, you know, as they go back to jobs? Is it going to be the $15 an hour that lures them, or are they going to want more after what some of them put up with?
It's incredible to witness when you consider the record surge in unemployment. I mean, we hit 15% last spring. And, you know, the misery when the pandemic broke, you recall cars backed up for miles at food donation facilities, restaurants pleading with you to tip generously or forgive gift cards. For the time being, if you fast forward to the present, service workers have the clout and they will flex it. That's starting at $15. You're seeing with CVS other benefits and their forgiving kind of education levels. It remains to be seen, Robin, the extent to which this clout can persevere through another economic shock, whether it's, you know, a deep recession or inflationary pressures.
What do you think? Does this higher pay become permanent? I mean, it's hard, isn't it, to take away?
Wages are sticky upward. They don't tend to fall unless you have a deflationary pressure, something like a deep recession or depression, or if you think about offshoring or automation. I'm sure the CEO of Chipotle envisions a robotic assembly line. I mean, Domino's already advertises the driverless delivery bot. For the time being, especially in the service sector, there are just far more openings than willing workers for jobs that must be done by people. And I've also heard restaurant owners lament that they're just not seeing the immigration effect, the boon of immigration and the willing foreign workers that they saw maybe, you know, 5 or 10 years ago.
Okay, Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks so much, as always, Robin.
Thank you.